This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Musa Noshahi. First name is Musa, M-U-S-A, last name is Noshahi, N-A-U-S-H-A-H-I. Date of birth 2/25/2016. This letter is being written to Dr. Farda Qureshi. First name is Farda, F-A-R-D-A, last name is Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Address 500 East Remington Drive, Suite 15, Sunnyvale, California, 94087. Telephone number 408-730-2200. Fax number 408-730-4900. Dear Dr. Qureshi, Q-U-R-E-S-H-I. Thank you for asking me to see this 6-year-old child in allergy consultation period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Musa came to our office with the following complaints. Number one, history of occasional abdominal pain with milk ingestion, period. Family feels there may be some other foods like nuts and eggs along with milk might be the source of allergies, period. Clearly, he can eat just about any food like eggs, milk, nuts, meats, fish, etc. without any problem, period. He seemed to have no obvious anaphylaxis to any foods, period. With pistachio, there is history of minor nasal itching, but no history of any angioedema, hives, or any systemic reaction. With almonds, he seems to have itchy nose and occasional abdominal pain, but no other systemic reaction, period. There is no history of any emergency room visit for food reactions, period. He was given EpiPen 3 years ago, but this has never been used, period. There is history of nasal congestion and cough, occasional itchy nose with the exposure to grass, period. There is history of minor asthma in infancy, and he seems to be well now, period. He has used nebulizer in past with definite benefit, period. Right now his medications are Benadryl every now and then for nasal itching and any congestion, period. He has a lot of energy and sleeps well and is quite happy and does not experience any significant symptoms on any given day, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I gave them a lot of literature to read and answered all their questions, period. We got some RAS testing done, and results reveal a very minor reactions to different foods. But on questioning, there does not seem to be any significant reactions to any foods that have revealed positive results, period. Skin testing only revealed a moderate reaction to grasses and some trees, but no obvious reactions, no significant reactions were detected to any foods, period. Clinically, I don't believe he has any significant food allergies, but certainly this can change over time and we may have to reevaluate him, period. I gave Musa's father a list of foods that showed minor reactions and told him to keep an eye on any obvious problems, period. He might require oral challenges, but at this point in time, just common sense precautions and basically avoiding any obvious foods that are source of problem would be necessary, period. Certainly, if there is any significant reaction, family should call 911 or take him to emergency room for treatment of anaphylaxis. But so far, he has never experienced any anaphylaxis, period. I've asked the family to see my final diagnosis. Number one, history of allergic rhinitis. Number two, history of asthma. Number three, history of very minor reaction to certain foods, but no evidence of any anaphylaxis, period. My treatment plan, continue common sense avoidance of certain foods that might be causing any problem. Number two, certainly he can use Benadryl or any other antihistamine for his nasal symptoms, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Musa Noshahi. Thank you.